Well, hello. Welcome back, or welcome to the Patience to Prosperity podcast. I'm Lizzie, your host. I feel like I never introduced myself on my own podcast, so I'm Lizzie if you haven't met me yet. One thing I really am just so dedicated to doing right now in this podcast is just showing up messy. Like, girl, my hair is wet. I'm in a t-shirt from seventh grade. I'm sitting on my porch right now. There's a dog barking in the background. There's birds singing, and fuck it. Like, we outside, you know? I know that the right people that are meant to listen to this are going to listen to it regardless of the minuscule background noises behind it, you know? Like, I'm tired of telling myself I have to show up here perfect, because that doesn't fucking exist. And if I have something to say, I'ma fucking say it, whether there's a stupid dog barking in the background or what. I don't call dogs stupid, but the one that is barking, I'm not too fond of, so... Anyways. Okay, the first thing I really want to dive into, this is going to go in so many different directions today. I have no idea how long this episode is going to be or, you know, what we're really talking about, but clearly you've clicked on it because of the title or maybe even how long it is. So with that, the first major thing that brought me to sit on the mic today was authenticity. Because I've noticed that I've been trying to force myself to become the most authentic version of me. And something needs to be said about that. Something needs to be said about that, because I was just in the shower washing my hair and I was like, damn, bro, you already are everything that you're going to be. Like, that shit is already inside of you. You know, you're just shedding layers right now. And that's why it feels so heavy and so confusing and like you don't know what's next. Or not even that you don't know what's next, but you know that what is to come is so huge that it kind of scares you a little bit, you know? So if that's where you're at right now, you're gonna want to stick around to this episode because, baby, we aligned. And I think this episode will definitely meet you where you're at. When you're becoming the most authentic version of you, what people forget is that growth feels like loss. You are shedding layers of yourself. You're shedding versions of yourself that no longer fit this new version of you. And this new version of you is scary because it is so you. Like, you are learning how to be fully you for the first time all over again because the current version of you has changed. You know what I mean? Are you with me? Like, it's not scary because it's something that you should fear. It's scary because it's something that you've always wanted to be, that you've always been afraid of showing, that you've been afraid of fully embodying. And now you're becoming that fully embodied version of you. And that can come with a lot of fear. It could come with a lot of apprehensiveness. You know, you're maybe second-guessing yourself a lot lately. Maybe you're starting to have those thoughts that come in where you're thinking, I don't know if I have what it takes. I don't know if this is meant for me. And with that, you kind of just feel like you want to throw in the towel completely. And girl, I feel you on that. Girl, boy, whoever you are, I feel you on that. Like, sometimes I really just want to throw in the towel. But you have to realize that those moments where you have this urge to just forget everything you know and throw it all away, those are the most pivotal points. Those are the points where you're about to step into something so fucking significant, so good, that it's just that little tiny ounce of fear behind you that's trying to speak louder than the part of you that is so fully confident that you are about to become exactly who you know yourself to be, who you know you've always had in you, who you feared so much because the entire world has told you your entire life to be small, to be like everyone else, to not voice your opinions, to not go outside of the box. And this version of you that you're about to step in goes against everything that you've ever been told. You're about to step outside of so many boxes that not only society has created for you, but you have created for you, that you have lived by your entire life. Because you thought that being comfortable and being small, shrinking yourself into the mold of everybody else, is what kept you hidden. And being hidden for so long was what was comfortable for you. Because you weren't comfortable with yourself enough to be seen by others, to be perceived by others. But now you're at this phase where you actually fucking love yourself. You actually do. And if you're listening to this and you can resonate with what I just said, like, please give yourself a little hug. Give yourself a little pat on the back. Take a second for yourself right now just to be proud of how far you've come. Because if you're anything like me, one of the hardest things is to take pride in your accomplishments. And especially in the ones that go unseen by others. The ones that are fully just part of your journey. That no one else is going to understand because they're not in your shoes. Those parts of you are the hardest parts to be proud of, to find some significance in accomplishing it and actually pat yourself on the back for. Because I know deep down inside you feel how significant this is. You know how far you've come. You see the past versions of yourself that you worked so hard to become. Maybe it's the version of you that you are right now that is about to be shed to step into this new embodiment that we're talking about today. This current version of you that's listening right now, you can look at it as the foundation to what you're about to step into. This current version of you right now listening is the strongest foundation you have ever come to meet in your life. The strongest foundation. And isn't it so fucking cool that you're about to step into something even bigger, even more expansive than that? Like, you have no idea all of the potential that you have inside of you that you are just about to dip your toes into. And isn't it so beautiful that there's so much more out there? I was just leaving school, coming back to my hometown for the summer, and I was sitting outside with my friend outside of one of our houses back at school. And we were talking about the fact that, you know, we've built such a beautiful life for ourselves where we live at school. Such a beautiful life that we created all on our own, you know, without our parents' help, without any of the people that we have found comfort in back at our hometowns. You know, we completely left behind everything we knew and started something of our own, in our own hands, in our own timing. And we were thinking about how both of us have this nagging urge to want something more than we already have. This nagging urge to pick up everything we have and move across the country. This nagging urge to just forget everything we know and become something completely new. And to just shed everything and embody everything else. And with that, the reason I'm bringing this up is because I feel like I've had this kind of fear and this limiting belief that has come up for me that's told me I can't be grateful for everything I have and also believe that I deserve something more. But you can. Like, I am here to tell you that you can. The whole point of life is to believe that there is something more out there for you. And it's not in the sense that you're not grateful for everything that you already have. Two things can be true at once. You can be grateful for everything you already have and also believe that you deserve more. You deserve more. And there is more out there to offer you. Stop believing that the universe is on a budget. The universe is not on a budget, babe. Like, there is so much out there for you. There's so much money out there for you to be made. There's so many people out there for you to meet and experiences for you to have, places in the world that you haven't seen yet. There is so much out there just waiting for you to open your eyes to see. You are living in whatever reality you're letting yourself desire. You're not letting yourself desire your dreams. You're telling yourself that you are too ambitious, that you want to do too many things all at once. And you know what? Maybe that part is true. Maybe you're trying to be everything all at once and just forgetting that you are everything you are ever going to be. You have it inside of you right now. All you have to do is shed the parts of you that are not you. You know, to become who you fully are, you have to first unbecome who you aren't. You have to unlearn all of the things that don't actually align with you, that you were just rolling with for so long because that's how you thought you had to live. But babe, those thoughts, that mindset that you were in when you were living in survival mode is not going to suit you when you are living out of devotion, when you are living as someone who fully loves who they are and is devoted to who they are becoming. Lately, I've been realizing that a lot of my beliefs that I have or that I've been living with for so long don't actually coincide with the existing beliefs that I am starting to step into. I'm shedding a lot of my beliefs, you know, because I'm starting to realize that my new beliefs are contradictory to my old ones. For example, when it comes to growth, I feel like in the beginning of my healing journey, right now I don't even think I'm in a healing journey. Like, I don't even consider the phase that I'm in right now a healing journey. I feel like I have healed. I am fucking healed from all my childhood trauma, from all the shit that I've had to uncover, all the ways I've been mistreated, all of that I have healed from. Like, I know that I don't let that shit affect me on a daily basis anymore. It's not the center of my life, you know? The center of my life right now is devotion to myself. And that's how I know that I've healed from that stuff. But that's not to say that I'm done growing, because we're never done growing. So where I was going with that was, in the beginning of my healing journey, I think I viewed growth as this thing that I had to always be striving towards a bigger and better version of myself. And I know that maybe what you've heard so far in this episode has kind of sounded like that, so it's kind of just in divine timing that I'm bringing this up right now. You don't have to constantly look at yourself as a work in progress. You can view yourself as something that is whole. Like, it is okay to do that. And I think that one belief that I used to have that's contradictory to what I believe now is that I used to believe that I'm always a work in progress, and now I believe that I am already whole. I'm just meeting new versions of myself as I grow and expand. Like, I made a TikTok this morning about the trend that's been going around. That's something like, I almost forgot this is the whole point, and someone shows like a video of them dancing with their friends, something like that. Babe, the whole point of life is to keep meeting new versions of yourself. So of course you're gonna feel like you're losing yourself in the process when you are transforming into something new, you know? And if you're at this point right now where you're feeling so lost, you're feeling so uncomfortable, uneasy, and confused, I can almost guarantee that in a way you also feel yourself slightly changing. You feel yourself changing. And if you're still listening right now, it's because you have resonated with that in the beginning of this podcast episode. You know that you're on the brink of something huge, and you just can't seem to trust this current version of you. But let me ask you this. The old version of you that was so afraid of your own potential, afraid of your own curiosity, your own desire to learn more, that version of you that is so afraid of leveling up is not you. And I just need you to realize that. You are someone who is devoted to learning more, to expanding, to growing, to constantly uncovering new layers of yourself. The only reason why you might be afraid right now to uncover this next version of you is because you have already grown so much that you're just kind of afraid of your own potential. You don't know if you're ready right now to become everything that you know you have inside of you. You don't know if you're ready. And that's the thing, you're never going to be ready. You're never going to feel ready. Being ready is not a feeling, it's a decision. You decide when you are ready to level up. And if you're listening to this episode, and the entire time you're nodding and you're going, okay, yeah, like, she gets me. Yeah, no, this is exactly how I'm feeling. You have already decided. You have already decided that you are ready. that you're ready to step into this new version of you, that you are okay with shedding old versions of you, even if it's hard, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's unsettling, because you know that it's just making way for new roots to bloom into an expansive you. So if this episode resonated with you at all, do me a huge favor and go and give this show a rating, maybe a review if you have the time for it or you're feeling called to it. I would really just love to hear your feedback, because good or bad, because it just helps me co-create this beautiful platform that I have been graced with you guys. Because the whole point, if you read the show description, the whole point of the reason why I started this podcast was to feel like we're in this together. To feel like every single episode that you listen to, I'm holding your hand the entire time when I'm saying what I'm saying. And, you know, I know if this reached you, and even if this is the first time you've ever heard my voice or seen my face, it has reached you in divine timing. So I just want to see what your thoughts are, what you want to hear more of, maybe what you're going through right now that you would love for me to expand on and talk about in a whole episode. With that being said, all my socials will always be linked in the show notes below, so feel free to reach out to me with any comments, questions, concerns, or just truly anything you're going through right now that you want to bounce off of me. Maybe we're going through the same thing. And if you resonated with this episode, babe, we are going through the same thing. We are. So that's really cool. That's really, really cool. And I'm giving you a huge hug right now while I'm saying this. So I'm going to close out this episode, but I will see you guys in the next one. Hopefully next Monday or the following. I'm not really on a steady schedule right now because I'm leaving to go to Italy. And I'm really excited. And I know that I'm going to come back and have so much insight and so much to say on the mic. So I'm so excited. But I'm not going to be gone. I'm still going to be posting episodes while I'm there. I'm going to try to schedule some. So stay tuned for more. And if you listened all the way through, I just love you. And I hope you're having the most amazing day ever. Go have the day that you deserve. Okay? Because it's in your hands. You can create whatever the fuck you want out of today. So do as you will. And always remember, come as you are and leave a little more healed.